Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. The sales leaders that I work with are concerned that if rapport is too strong between a customer and an individual sales rep, then if that sales rep leaves for any reason, whether we fire them or they leave on their own, that customer will go with them. And I don't blame them for being concerned about that. It's critical that your client base has two kinds of rapport or two kinds of relationship with your organization. One, they have to have strong personal rapport with their primary contact, that salesperson. They have to know them, like them, and trust them so that they'll be compelled to buy from them. At the same time, that customer has to have strong corporate rapport with your organization. That means that they trust the corporation. How do you do that? Well, the first and easiest step is to make sure that the customer knows who other people are inside the organization. Some key relationships that they should be developing are: you as a sales leader. If you're a small business, the owner of the business should also have some level of rapport with the customer. If you've got a tech support team or a customer service team, they should have primary contacts on that team, plus contacts to the management or the directors or the leadership of that organization as well. Third, for some of your best customers, you might also consider having a customer advisory panel. Now your customers have a third level of relationship within your corporation in that they're developing relationships within your customer base. So they have relationships with their sales rep, a relationship with the corporation, and a relationship with other customers. When you have those three relationships, you really do protect your entire base. And it's very, very difficult for the customer to leave if that sales rep leaves your organization for any reason. The last thing that you can do is to develop case studies or testimonials or use cases with your client groups. We have found that when a client publicly states how much they love your product, or how much your product or company has transformed their business, and that is in writing or in video or in audio and part of your marketing material, it's very difficult for that customer to leave your organization. So that testimonial can really cement the relationship and help build a customer for life. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.